Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and boy, are we back and better than ever. What a great kickoff yesterday. I trust you enjoyed the conversation we had with our friend Brad Stahlberg. He's got his new book coming out called The Way of Excellence. I imagine some of you ordered it. Inspire members, don't order it. I'll give you details later. Just relax, Lainey. Okay, just everyone, just chill out. And I'll share with you later how to get your book. And yes, you'll get all of Brad's bonuses, so it's all good. Okay, so just Donna Gilbert, very concerned, was she going to get Brad's bonuses? Yes, you'll get it all. I'll share details on that for our Inspire members over the next week or so. So the book doesn't come out until the end of the month, so you'll be fine. But boy, was he good. And we're going to talk about what he shared with us. We're going to talk about that now. Then at the top of the hour, what I've done is I've taken some concepts from Brad and I'm breaking them down over the rest of the week. We're going to do that this week. Then next week, it's very tactical. Strategy to help you grow your business and hit your goals. But this week, it's still kind of 30,000 foot view. So we're going to do the first thing. This will be at the top of the hour. We are going to talk about this idea that we're going to narrow the goals and get a little bit more clear on our activities. Too many goals. So some of us have too many goals. So we want to narrow that and pick just a couple of things and then get really clear on our daily activities. We'll do that at the top of the hour. But now, what I want to hear for the next 20 minutes or so are what are the takeaways you have, the ahas and lessons from Brad yesterday, Brad Stahlberg, with his book, The Way of Excellence? And I want to hear from you, so get your hands up. Now, as you're doing that, how many of you are familiar with the Instagram? You're familiar with the Instagram? Is that something you have in your state, the Instagram? I shared my five takeaways from Brad on my Instagram this morning. So you might want to go to your Instagram at James D. Shaw. At James D. Shaw, you can see my five, and nothing would make me more happy and bring more joy and happiness inside of my heart than if you would be willing to like that, maybe comment on it, and then share it. Share it on your stories or repost it so that people that weren't part of the call who need to hear what Brad is teaching, because it's so different than what you hear in many places. It's very different from the grind and the push and the overnight success, and I think people need to hear it. If you could open your Instagram this morning at James D. Shaw and share my post about my five takeaways from Brad, maybe heart it, maybe comment on some of yours, that would just bring joy and happiness. So we're going to hear your takeaways. We'll start with Vicky DeLuca. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, it was so wonderful. He is so brilliant.
He
And
is.
he's just so real too. He's authentic. So what my takeaways were, have a sustainable process. And that truly means have a process that you will do every day that is going to get you to the goal that you need to, that you're looking to get to. And the other one was consistency is everything, which we always talk about here, but it's just such a reminder. And I love the pursue excellence daily. That was so profound to me because it meant that if you're going to do this job, you need to do it at a level that is going to set you apart and differentiate you from anyone else. And that really resonated with me. And then, of course, I love the community as everything. And I love how climb the mountain with others and enjoy the view together. That was so beautiful. I love that. And stack your process and just do the boring, do the work, tackle it daily. So that was
Yeah,
it.
that's very similar to the stuff I posted this morning on my Instagram. So thank you, Vicky, for mentioning it. Also, just as a reminder, if you're really into it, Brad's going to workshop all of this at a much deeper level. We had him for 18 minutes yesterday. January 27th, which is the day his book comes out, by the way, he's going to do a full-on workshop on this for Inspire members. So the link's in the portal if you're an Inspire member. January 27th, Brad workshopping everything that is, kind of those key pieces with us for an hour on Tuesday the 27th. Those of you just joining us, we're getting our takeaways and ahas from our conversation yesterday with Brad Stahlberg, which was this starting with excellence. I posted my takeaways on my Instagram. So if you'll go to James D. Shaw, you can see him there. But I want to hear yours too this morning. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to get after it about narrowing our focus and setting really clear targets so that you can create some momentum to start the year. Pat Moyer, good morning to you.
Good morning. So I have the privilege of being part of the Keller Williams Greater PA Region Leadership Call once a week. And yesterday, part of that call was to review the leadership manifesto for our region. And part of that says, together we trust the process. We do not shy away from the hard questions. And I, the whole thing about process, what, and I wrote down in my most wonderful grammar, what process can you be consistent at? And the other thing that I liked that he said was take a bad day and make it a little better. So, you know, it's like, is your glass half full? Is it half empty? Whatever it is, can you make it better and trust the process along the way? Because the process is what is tried, true, and really works. We've been talking about that at Keller Williams forever.
Forever.
So,
And it reminds me, Pat, of that cliche. I'm sure you've never said it, of biting off more than you can chew.
oh, no, never.
Yeah. And I think that look, we want big things. All of you desire big things. Again, we've heard it from so many people who come into this space. You are a high achiever. There are not 1,000 people who are on a Zoom call at 7:41 Eastern time every day. The Jason Abrams told me this is the largest daily collection of real estate agents on the planet. There isn't another group that meets more
Course.
regularly and larger than we do. He says, we've done the research on it, and this is it. This is the spot. You are the high achievers. You may not always feel that way, but you are the high achievers. Well, what high achievers tend to do is they want to accomplish these big things, which are great, accomplish big things, but are we chunking it down to the smallest piece that we know we can't miss? And Pat, we're gonna have days that suck. Remember, we've said that over and over and
Oh,
over.
yeah.
I posted the Alexei Pappas yesterday interview yesterday because
Yes.
Anna Krueger brought it up, that was a big takeaway from her, and she went into the Facebook group and the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group and commented on it. So on her post, I put the link to the time we had Alexei on, who I referenced yesterday, that Brad's familiar with, and this whole idea of a third of the days are gonna be great, a third are gonna be okay, and a third are gonna suck. My guess is that for a majority of you, Monday was hard. Yesterday was probably the most Monday-y Monday. And my guess is it will actually be your toughest Monday of the year because it was the first one back. And it was just this kind of back into a flow and it was tough. But Pat, it's gone. But just do something to keep you moving. Pat Moyer, great share. I like you.
Me too. I
I
like you,
like you. Are
James.
you coming to London?
I am Honey Bun. I
Cheers.
am.
Cheers. I just got called Honey Bun by Pat Moyer. Clip that, Julia. By the way, just as a quick sidebar, we will have a couple of tickets come up for Elevate. If anyone's wanting to join us in London in April, you can text me or you can go to elevate2026.com and get on the wait list. But things always get fluid and plans change. And I imagine we'll have a couple of tickets become available between now and when we go. All right, back to the task at hand. Bree Vaughn, Pittman Vaughn, the third. You have some thoughts on what Brad Stahlberg shared yesterday. Good morning.
Yes. First to, because it was kind of where you were had just come off of, was his comment about this community. I texted you yesterday. I don't know if you got it or
I
not,
don't
but
think I got a text from you, Bree.
it was an audio message,
I
but I don't
didn't, it
know if
doesn't
it.
come through on my thing.
Oh,
Yeah,
drat.
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll send it. But
Please do.
I was just saying in that I was reflecting on this group, and like I'm a part of the Women's Business League, and every opportunity I get, I share about the magic of this group. And what I said to you on that was, it's not a movement, it's magic. And for Bragg to give those words that he gave and said he wants to bring people to this group because of the higher level of learning and growth mindsets that we have, James, your hand stamp, your footprint, it's you. And you're calling to show up for us in this capacity. So, like, 10 toes down, I appreciate and I'm grateful for you for that. But that was one of the things that him saying that about this group,
Yeah.
as John Acuff says, sometimes when you're inside of the jar, you don't get to see just how amazing it is on the outside. But the second thing was when he said consistency is you giving yourself a chance. And so much, we want that consistency. We want to get back to the gym. Like, it was tough getting up Monday when we've consistently been on this call, getting up, getting ready for camera for a 7:30 call, and then you take it away for 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, getting back to the gym. So that consistency and showing up for yourself, I put in the chat, is it's when you're in, when you show up, it's integrity for yourself. Like, forget other people. It's you being in integrity for you. So when we don't show up, it's us not giving ourselves a chance and not showing up in integrity. So that was my takeaway.
It's good stuff, Bree. I think that as I pause and reflect, we'll celebrate our 6th birthday in March here in Pivot Shift Ahead, which means this is our 7th year of calls. Today is call number 1,384. Not that anyone's counting. And I pause and think, we have hung out with some freaking cool people. We have had people come in here to teach to us that other companies spend tens of thousands of dollars, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars, to get them to come speak to their people. And do you know that they often, I don't, they just, yeah, I want to come hang out with your group. That's what they say. Brad reaches out. I love your community so much. When can I join the call? Janika, when can I join the call? Do you remember a year ago we had, what's his name, who does the Hal Elrod? Remember Hal El, what's his book? Miracle
Miracle
Morning.
Morning.
Miracle Morning.
He just wrote the Miracle Morning for over 50. I guess he thinks you either get up too early or can't do as many squats. I don't know what it is, but that just came out. When he was on with us last year, that's because he texted me and said, I love your community. Can we get on? Like, you're hanging out in the right spot because you're getting access to people and they're giving their time to come talk to you, which is what Brad did yesterday. Sure, he's got a book he's pushing to sell, but there's, you know, he's going to sell 15 or 20 books on the call. Like, it's just, he's, it's not like he's getting 10,000 book orders from coming on our Zoom, but they want to hang out here. Take advantage of it and take notes. I just think that's the key. Authorine, you're next. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, my friend. Oh my goodness, it was just a lot. So I went straight to purpose because that thing always mystifies me. Because just when I think I have it figured out, it's like, okay, all right, maybe not. So when you talk about purpose may feel grandiose and just let your values guide who you are, I was like, that's it. Because when things happen, you go, okay, what is my purpose? Like a hurricane tearing through Jamaica and leaving Jamaica's and us over here heartbroken and torn up. I go, okay, I need to go home, right? I need to go home. I need to serve with World Kitchen. But of course, that's not my purpose in all of this. My purpose in all of this is to organize and to help. So when he talked about just keeping the main thing, it's easy, James, to get distracted because there's so many different things pulling at you. So there were so many things I loved about that, but I came right back to purpose and just focusing on what you can do in the moment and keeping the main thing.
Get clear on your values. We talked about this yesterday as a team, and we're doing an event later this month with Phil Jones. We've got 30 of you that are coming here to Safety Harbor to hang out with Phil for a 3-day immersive experience, which is going to be really cool. And the team's coming in, everybody, because remember, I have a team member in Orlando, a team member in Atlanta, and a team member in Austin. So we don't get together very often. So we're all coming together. And we said, you know what? I think we kind of know what we're about and what our values are and what we stand for, but I think if we asked one another what they were, we'd say about the same thing, but we wouldn't say the same thing. That we would be in the neighborhood, but we've never defined what our values are. And until we do that, it's going to make it really hard for us to make decisions as a team about what we pursue and what we don't pursue and what we bring to you and what we don't bring to you. And so, Authorine, that's the first thing we're going to do when we have our team day before the Phil event, is sit down and go, what are we about? What is JDS EDU about? So that we can make sure that what we teach in Pivot and what we do in Inspire and what our events are in alignment. And I said, we've actually done really well over the years without knowing that. So imagine what happens once we do. And I think, Authorine, that a lot of us are doing really well even without some clarity around things that we should get clarity around. And if we can get clarity around those things, imagine what's ahead for you. Authorine, thank you. Great cheer. Renee Quigley, good morning in Washington State, where it's what, 4:50 in the morning.
Yes, good morning. It is a little early here today. So I'm going to piggyback a bit off of what Authorine just said, because what I highlighted was, working from a sense of priority and purpose, Keep the main thing, and then stop chasing trends. Nail the fundamentals. And what are my 500 jump shots? And so I've talked, back in December about how, last year was really a rough year. Well, 24 and 25 were kind of rougher years, causing me to step back and really evaluate what is my priority, what is my purpose, what are my main things. And, really taking the time to do that, I have so much clarity around my business that it automatically removed the chasing the trends and the bright, shiny objects, and just really focusing on what was fundamental for the type of business that I wanted to run. And have going forward, not just forward for 2026, but forward for perpetuity, for as long as I'm allowed to be able to, serve my clients and remain in real estate. And so that was just kind of, reinforcing for me that, okay, you're on the right track, you're on the right track. And then of course the proof is just in the pudding, because when you have that kind of focus and that kind of clarity, it really helps you to conserve your energy so that you're putting it in the right places instead of trying to be that jack of all trades, master of none, in your real estate business. So that was my one of my big takeaways from him yesterday. Identifying the 500 jump shots, though, that for me, that's the doing workshops and lead generating in an unconventional way. So.
That's it. Renee, thank you. Appreciate you so much. Linda Brennan, good morning.
Good morning, James. I was so excited to see that Brad was going to be on and to see your lineup. You've got a crazy lineup. You out the gate with power. I'm excited about all you're bringing us. And that was really my reflection was when he talked about values or standards, and it just made me realize how impactful, I always realize how impactful this group is, but how much I use it in my life. I don't think about it because like when you're in it, somebody just said that you don't see it all. And I am in recovery. I use the standards when I help somebody else walk through the steps. And it's like, because nobody talks about the backslide or lowering your standards, but he did. He said raise the floor. When I work with somebody in recovery, I remind them, hey, what are your standards? What are your values? Because you've compromised them by making decisions that you don't really want to make, but they're the easier, softer way. And so when he said raise the floor, that really resonated with me is, yeah, don't shoot for the moon, just raise the floor. Stop digging a deeper bottom.
We have said that the standard is the least you'll settle for. The example I give all the time is, all right, what's your listing taken standard for the month? And you'll all tell me a number. And I go, great, how many did you take last month? And so many of you, it's below what you just told me the standard was. The standard is the least you'll settle for. So what is that floor for you? Just figure that out, commit to it, make it something so easy that it's really difficult to miss, but still allows you to pursue the goals. When we do the workshop with Brad for Inspire members on the 27th, one thing he's going to talk about is that we want to be focused on both process and outcomes. We say process focused, don't obsess over the outcomes, blah, blah. Outcomes matter, like the results matter. Ultimately, you need to hit your sales goal that you determine so that you can make the money you want to make to fund the life you want to create. And if you set it right, which is how we taught you to do it back in the 15-day business plan in December, then that goal means something, which means your process is something that you feel compelled to pursue. Process matters and results matter, and we need to make sure the two are in alignment. And so, Linda, let's set the floor at a spot that we know it's going to put us in the neighborhood of our result that we want. Linda, thank you. All right, Donna, good morning.
Good morning. There was so much that Brad shared yesterday. I mean, I was taking thousands of notes. But when he talked about our community, the way he talked about our community, and then you put out that little clip about him talking about our community, that is what I shared with people who aren't here because they need to know what is going on. I don't think They get it until they're here. Right. And I just want them to be here. So community is everything. The right community is even more powerful. And I think we have that here. Nailing the fundamentals. You know, I like to think of myself still as a college athlete, even though that was a long time ago. But I pay a lot of money to sit on the sidelines at the UConn women's games so I can hear Gino talking to the players. I want to hear, I want to be in that community, actually. I want to see how they do the same things over and over and over again till it gets to the point where it just flows. When they have to adapt, they don't have to think about, well, what's step one? That's already happened. So for me, that's nailing the fundamentals. And yeah, we can look at thousands of athletes and come up with those analogies.
He'd be Gino would be a great person to interview because the players change every year, right? I mean, he's getting new players all the time and yet they're on this pursuit of excellence. Some years they win, some years they don't, but they're always there. And exactly. And the players swap out, and yet they're always there. That tells you something about process. Donna, thank you. Julie, good morning.
Good morning. One thing that I wrote down, and I tend to do this often, unfortunately, if you go too big, you go home. Yeah. Sometimes
that was really good. I'd never heard anyone say that before. That was really good.
Yeah. Sometimes I have such a big vision and I don't take the time because the tiny little steps to me, it's like, oh, I can jump over all these and get here. Yeah. So I wrote that down pretty big. I wrote that down big. If you go too big, you go home.
Really good. We have time for a couple of more. We're going to squeeze all three in. Kelly, Orly, and Thomas, you got to go 30 seconds or less. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, James. So mine was zeros. Don't take a zero more than once and don't even let a zero rule your day. So I don't know about y'all, but chocolate chips are my obsession. And I had been completely off chocolate chips until yesterday. And then I had them on my desk during the call and I thought, okay, gotta stop with the chocolate chips. But it's that way with everything. At 4 days in a row, 100%, 100%, 0%, 0% is still a failing grade. So don't get the zero.
The way you don't get a zero, Inspire members, you print out the tracker, right? Print out the tracker we got from Brittany McAllister, and you just get some points. Sure, the goal is 30 points, and yet just don't get 0 points. Go pursue some points each day. Kelly, thank you. Orly, good morning.
Good morning. So I rested over the last 2 weeks, but the only thing I did work on, which resonated with me, with what Brad said, was a workbook I put together in the last 2 weeks because I'm going to be teaching it this week, which is Mindset Reset for 2026, which goes from grinding for our goals because we're so goal-oriented, we're so brainwashed into it, and shifting to growing with intention. And he really touched on that with your daily intention of what you want in your life, clarity about your values, your core values, who you are as a person, who you want to show up as today. And every day. And it's everything that we do. And it's surrounding ourselves by this like-minded souls community that lifts us up and reminds us who we want to be as a human being in every facet of our life.
You got it. Nailed it, Orly. Thomas?
Good morning. Thank you for letting me share. Sorry if I'm out of breath. Really quick, yesterday, he said the same thing and we live by this. It's control the controllables, fundamental over fads, and consistency over intensity every single time. And later on that day yesterday, you know, I was listening to Tony Robbins and he says he talked to a bodybuilder when he was out in California. And he said, what did it take to get those kind of that sculpt? And he was like, you know, I go against resistance to sculpt these muscles every day. And it's the same thing with our mindset. It's something that we have to sculpt every day. If you throw a bucket of water to a rock, it's not gonna do anything. But over 1,000 years, if you drip a drop on that one rock, it creates a canyon. So it's the same application to what we do every day too.
True story. Thomas, thank you. Be well. Good morning, everybody. What's up? It is 8 o'clock Eastern. Good to see you. It's your friend, James Shaw. We are live now inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. We're also on my YouTube channel, and I appreciate you choosing to hang out with us this morning. Boy, the first 2 days of the year, it's like going to the gym. It's like going to the gym the first couple of weeks of January. We're hitting 1,000 people really early. So if you've had trouble getting on the Zoom, I appreciate your patience. Thanks for watching the live stream or listening to the recording. Best way to get on the Zoom is just, quite frankly, be there right at 7:30 so you can get in And then, of course, as time goes on, it'll be a little bit easier to get in. But I appreciate everyone trying to join us as we start the year, because we are ready to go. We're ready to have, great success in 2026. And we started all that off yesterday with our friend Brad Stahlberg, who's got a new book coming out later this month. It's called The Way of Excellence. Inspire members, I purchased a copy for you, and I'll get you details on it later. And he laid out how we can start with excellence. Now, I posted my five takeaways from Brad on my Instagram this morning, and it would just be awesome if you would go to Instagram, go find me at James D. Shaw, at James D. Shaw. And I'd love it if you liked the post, if you shared it so the people who weren't on the call could find out these five things. And then I'd love to hear your thoughts too, so comment on it. So go to at James D. Shaw on the Instagram. You can see my five takeaways from Brad. And then the rest of this week, what we're going to do is take some of Brad's message and help apply it to our business. These kind of four keys to success. And today I want to talk about really narrowing down our goals, having fewer of them, and getting a little bit more clear on our actions and our targets that we need to hit so that we set ourselves up to create momentum in the new year. So that's what we'll do today. But before we do that, a couple of tell me something goods, because we always like to start with that at the top of the hour. Sharon McAuliffe, good morning to you.
Good morning, James. Thanks for the opportunity to speak, and happy new year to everyone. I just wanted to say I'm recommitted to making daily calls to my sphere. And when I did that yesterday, I called up a woman and she said she was speechless because she had just hung up the phone from her brother saying that she needed to call me to sell her mother's house.
Wow. It's stay in touch. It's also the reminder that if you do get into regular contact with them, they remember you, because at some point they move from not needing you to needing you. And if you can be in the flow with them enough, then you'll be the one they use. So Sharon, cheers to you. Proud of you on that. Alice and Brent, good morning in Riverside.
Good morning. I have a similar story. I had somebody call me. I've been pursuing for 4 years, and they called me yesterday and they said they'll talk to their husband and they'll use us if they decide to sell. But that wasn't my something good.
Go ahead. James, we are so happy to be back and doing this. You know, getting up at 4:30 in the morning here in California, it is the routine that you have gotten into us. And I'm telling you, it drives us in the morning. And this has been, that time off for us was not something that we wanted to do. We wanted to be able to have this routine. And so, folks, if you have not gotten into a routine yet, man, this is the time to do it. We go work out in the gym after this. This is our time right now that just drives us. So thank you, James, for instilling this in us. And thank you for the great speakers that you bring. And we hope all of you guys get into great routines in 2026 and make it a great year.
Go, Brent.
I love you guys. You're so fun. You know what's great about Alice and Brent, too, is when we see them in person, they look so different because they've showered on those days. And when they're on this call, they haven't showered yet. But see, when we get together in person, they're all cleaned up and ready to go. I love you, too. You guys are the best. Thanks for being here, and I appreciate you. I'm glad all of you have chosen to hang out in this space as we start the year. You are a high achiever. You're committed to growing and getting better, and that's what this is about. And so, again, we went back yesterday and we talked with Brad Stahlberg about the Way of Excellence. And I invite you to go back to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and listen to the recording, or go to my YouTube channel if you missed it. And then I posted my five takeaways on my Instagram at James D. Shaw. And so then the rest of this week, I want to take some of that and get your engagement and involvement and takeaways as to how we can go and really create an excellent setup for our year. So today I want to look at something that actually Julie brought up right at the end of the pre-show. That's what we call that portion of the call we do from 7:30 to 8 Eastern. And she brought up this whole concept of go big and go home. Not go big or go home, it's go big and go home. And that comes from this idea that sometimes we have these massive hopes and dreams and goals at the start of the year that we want to pursue. And the truth is, quite frankly, they're just too big. They're just too big. And we don't have the structure and the system and the process in place to be able to go pursue them. And so then we make this sprint toward them in the first couple of weeks of the year. And then, by January 9th or whatever the day is, we bail and quit and we're back to just normal. This is the time that we tend to overcommit and under-execute. And instead, I'd rather that you undercommit and execute. That you don't go big and go home, but you go small and win. That's what ultimately I'd like for you to do. Because I don't think that this is from a lack of ambition. I think you are excited. I think you do have big hopes and dreams. I think that whatever goal you set is super important to you. I think you are a motivated person. But what happens is we either are missing some focus or some clarity or some specific steps, or we haven't clearly defined what it is that we want to do. And I think we need to make sure that we just narrow it and pursue it. In other words, if it's too big and unclear, then we lose momentum. And that's what happens when we chase too many things at once. So I spent the weekend looking up research about goals. I found some stuff from the 60s, which is before I was around, Joel. And that's really interesting from Edwin Locke and Gary Lantham on goals. And what they said is that our performance improves when our goals are specific and limited. Our performance improves when our goals are specific and limited. And that when we pursue too many goals, it dilutes our attention, which causes us to not follow through. We perform best when we know exactly what winning looks like. So let's think about what that means for us as an agent, because I think sometimes we did this in the 15-day business plan back in December, where we will set goals that are really more like hopes and dreams and wishes. The number that we make up of the amount of money we want to make isn't tied to anything. The number of transactions or families that we say we'd like to help doesn't really have any meaning to it. Or we say something like, well, if I could help one more family than I helped last year, I'll be happy. Or I want to get better on my social media, or I need to add this or need to add that. And I don't think that's really a goal. I think it's just like a wish or a hope or a dream. It's not clear. It doesn't have an outcome. It doesn't have a time attached to it. It doesn't have a purpose or a priority activity for you to pursue. So I think that we've got to get clear on what the goal is. Now, if I'm a real estate agent today, I think I would build the business after I've done all of my goal setting stuff that we did way back in December. You set a goal with purpose and meaning, which means you kind of do your lid or figure out what the financial part means. You go take that and put it in the economic model so that you know, based on your average sale price and what your fees are, you know how many homes you need to sell. And it drills all the way down to a number that I think is really important: listings taken. If I'm going to pick a number to focus on, a target, a monthly goal to pursue, it's going to be listings taken. We need to know the standard for listings taken in a month. The least that you will settle for that will get you on the path to reach the goal. So I think the question we might ask is, if I were to improve one thing in my listing process that would move my business forward this year, what is it? You need to go look at your listing process and ask, where are you winning? And where are you not winning? And what is something you've got to improve in that process so that you can hit your listing taken goal? That is the most vital one. So I'm saying, let's remove all the goals and filter it down to what's the most important one. I think it's listings taken, and ask the question, what is something I've got to improve that's going to allow me to hit my listing taken standard every month? That's it. Because the listings are what bring leverage for you. Listings are what bring buyer opportunities to you. It's what brings the most income to you to add leverage to your organization. You can leverage the listing to bring more opportunity for marketing and lead generation and connecting with others. I think that is the number that defines the year. So once you've figured out the number that defines the year, you've got to ask, what's my weekly activity that's going to get me in pursuit of that number? Like your economic model said, you've got to take X number of listings a year, which means you need to go on X number of appointments a month. So what are the weekly activities that I've got to pursue that are going to create the most listing opportunities for me in a month? And that is the driver for the week, and everything else is optional or secondary or is done after. That's it. So I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. Like if you're looking at your next 90 days and you want to focus on your listings, what is it that you need to pursue to pull that off? Because I think the highest performing agents are not pursuing multiple things. The highest producing and performing agents in this industry are the ones that have narrowed their focus to listings, and they are mastering that process. Let's hear from it this morning, and we got to start 2026 off our very first share of the year on the call from the one and only Dean Moss. Good morning in Chicago.
Hey, thank you so much for the opportunity, James. Wow, great to have another year under our belt with the Pivot and Inspire. Very excited. I think what you need to do is it's not my word of the year, but it's a word I'm using, and that's prune. Okay, prune meaning don't go after everything. If you don't think a listing possibility is a bona fide one, don't spend time on it. And you know the signs. You walk into a house, the husband and the wife both aren't there. The TV is going full blast. There's kids and dogs running all over the place, and they want you to sit on a cushy couch that you sink into, and it takes four people to get you out of there. You want to find people that are going to listen to you, and they're going to respect you, and that you can help and respect your help. Okay? So always qualify and prune and go on those listing appointments, finish those listing appointments that are most likely to result in a saleable listing. It's not a perfect process, but you got to move toward that and do three of those at least every week, in my view. Thanks for letting me share.
Dean, thank you, buddy, so much. We're going to bounce around in the list today as I just work to get some different voices in. Cindy, you're going to be next. Good morning.
I wanted to set really good intentions at the beginning of the year to have it ready. And when it comes down to it, it was making my calls to people that I know are potentially going to list or getting ready to list. And what my number one thing was to get more precise so that I'm not wasting time on appointments. The questions that I ask before I go in and what I send them on an email before I go there to get really clear and clarify. And it has helped me this week. I have 7 listings appointments, and my whole listing team does. And we have come up with these questions to ask and to really get down to even deciding if we're going to go there or not. So I think it's just the clarity of sending them what we need and asking those questions. And that's what our change has been this year.
Is there anything worse, Cindy, than going on a listing appointment that is not a listing appointment? Like you thought it was, and when you got there, you found out it wasn't. It's among the worst things that happen in the business. Getting clarity on the front end so you know whether or not it makes sense to go is so important. Cindy, thank you for that. We are, by the way, going to spend some time in the first quarter on Inspire covering listing process. Like we're going to have Inspire members do listing presentations on the call. Like we'll get on and have a seller and an agent, and they're going to do the presentation. We're going to learn the best pre-listing processes. We're going to learn the best listing presentations. And that's a major focus for us in Q1 inside the Inspire Collective. Cindy, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Jack Smith, you're next. Good morning.
Let me just say this, James. Number one, thank you for all you do for all of us. And you gave us an absolutely incredible year. And I want to tell you, you keep talking about listings and listings and listings. And last year, we carried more than 30 listings a month, every single month. It has made our year absolutely incredible. But the most important thing is, and don't take this in the wrong way, those of us that get here every single day, have you up on the pulpit telling us what we need to do to be successful, is think the most important thing. When other agents in KW Luxury Pro say to me, Jack, how is it that you guys do so much? I say, we're on the call. We're on the phone every morning from 7:30 to 8:20. If you want to go and be successful, get on the call. You don't have to do everything he says. Pick the three. We just had our business planning clinic with our team leader yesterday, and we focused on a lot of things. What we learned is we're not working our database the way we need to, and we are missing out on listings and sales. So thank you for doing all your calls every single day. Thank you for how you're changing our lives. Thank you for Inspire. Thank you for the tracking sheet. And we have set a standard this year that if nobody follows the standards, if you don't follow standards, you just don't need to be on the team. You made your own choice, right?
Yeah. And by the way, you're doing the work, and the work works. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Rodney Mason, good morning.
Good morning, James. Thank you so much for letting me speak. And like Jack said, thank you so much for all that you've done and that this group provides. And, one of the things that me didn't have in my listing is a standard to what I do with my listings, because I did not use my listings to get more listings. So because we were blinded by always having listings. So I let the success blind me a little bit, and we did great, but also I'm not an idiot to what I lack in. So we decided to, I decided to beef up the process and what I do with my listings to get more listings. And if somebody doesn't have listings, what I would say is focus on the activities that people do to get listings. Because when you have buyers, there's activities that you can do to get buyers, like home buyer seminars, things like that. But there's also activities that you can do to get listings. So focus on the activities that people do to get listings. And that's all I have to say.
Do the right things, Rodney. Thank you so much. Savannah Campbell, good morning.
Good morning. So one thing our team actually changed around in November was getting a lot of clarity in the pre-appointment and continuing to build on our interview sheet. So before a listing appointment, we're calling ahead of time and asking a list of questions, talking about renovations. So when we walk in there, we're not surprised by any renovations they're doing and saying, oh, we have to get numbers back for you. We're able to confidently come in and give them numbers. And since we changed that between Christmas and New Year's, we took 4 listings. We're taking number 5 and 6 today. And it's just been absolutely game changing. And a lot of it too is the biggest thing I hear agents say is, well, where do I even get the listings in the first place? Understand your market and what's going on and highlight what you do for your listings. We are taking a lot of homes that aren't selling and we are selling them quickly the second or third agent. And so we're running a whole campaign like that right now. And that's where a lot of our leads are coming from. So pay attention to your source, pay attention to what you do well and market around that. Use social media, use postcards. Postcards really work well in our market.
You know where you get listings? By talking to people. You get listings by staying in a flow with your database. So when they move from not needing to sell to needing to sell, you're the one they call, and that takes time. All right, that's if you're a new agent, that's a process. It's going to take some time and it might be frustrating. And then you go put yourself in front of people who do need to sell, whether that's through open houses and door knocking around the neighborhood, calling for sale by owners or expireds in a way that is compliant with TCPA laws and rules. You know, there's so hosting seller seminars. We have taught at it over and over and over. But you don't get listings by sitting around and asking, where do you get listings? That is not where you get listings. You get listings by pursuing the work to help you get listings. So if you don't have enough listings, then please go do the things required to get you in front of people to do listings. Kristen Jungles, good morning.
Good morning, sir. So Diana Kokoska taught all of us in bold about clarity is power. And what I've noticed about having clarity around your goals is the ease of everything else. And the example, our focus is listings this year. Every year, but we need 48 listings. We know that 9 have to be in Q1, 15 in Q2 and Q3, and 9 in Q4. And so when I had the team meeting, when everything is focused around listings, our team meetings used to last over an hour. Mostly I was to blame for that. Now the team meeting was done in 20 minutes because really they just said to me, now you have to understand, I have 2 people on the team. Chris is our marketing person. She lives in Belize. Trevor is our director of ops. He lives in Denver. So they just want me to stay in my lane. And so when I started to bring up yesterday's meeting, talking about an email that's going to go out for our favorite things for Q1, Trevor immediately brought me right back and said, this week, we only need you to call the 38 people we did business with last year. You have 46 people for A&W. You have 6 people to text for N. And when you're done with that, we start dropping equity analysis that hit next year or next week. And we reviewed the numbers. We had 8 people do their exterior photos. Only 5 of them have chosen to go in Q1 to list their house. The others will be in April. We found only 2 other listings since then. So Trevor's like, you need 2 more listings that are going to close by the end of March. And so it is so extremely focused on exactly what I need to do so that I can stay in my lane, which allows for those guys to stay in their lane. And that's how you win.
That's it. Kristen nailed it to wrap it up. All right. So do you have clarity about what you need? It's the first thing Brad talked about yesterday too. Clarity on your values and what's important to you so you know what you need to pursue. Go pursue the important things. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back and better than ever tomorrow. Inspire members, oh my goodness gracious sakes alive. Noon Eastern today, Linda Clemens is with us to kick off the year, talking about how to better connect. She's got a new book out too, comes out today actually, called Hush. So she'll be joining us at noon Eastern. Link is in the portal. We emailed it to you yesterday. We'll email it to you again today. Everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Have a great day.